This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Global software powerhouse Microsoft has pledged the investment of $17.5 billion in India to help build infrastructure skills and sovereign capabilities for AI future in the country. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella informed this in a social media post after meeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. He said on social media that to support India's ambitions, Microsoft is committing its largest investment ever in Asia. He said the commitment is to help build the infrastructure skills and sovereign capabilities needed for India's AI-first future. Microsoft said in a statement that the company plans to invest $17.5 billion in India over the next 4 years from 2026 to 2029 to drive AI diffusion at a population scale. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed Microsoft's largest ever investment in Asia and expressed optimism about India's leadership in artificial intelligence. Responding to Microsoft Chairman and CEO Satya Nadella's post on social media, the Prime Minister said, "When it comes to AI, the world is optimistic about India." Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday said, "Vande Mataram was the mantra that awakened India's cultural nationalism and remains as relevant today as it was during the freedom struggle." Initiating the discussion on the 150th anniversary of song Vande Mataram in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, Mr. Shah stressed that the song will remain relevant in nation's journey towards Viksit Bharat.
वंदे मातरम के प्रति समर्पण की जरूरत
The need for dedication towards Vande Mataram existed when the national song was created. It existed during the freedom struggle. It exists today and it will remain even in 2047 when a developed India is built. Because this immortal composition awakens feelings of devotion, duty and dedication towards Mother India.
कर्तव्य के भाव जागृत करने वाली कृति है.
Lok Sabha yesterday took up discussion on election reforms. Intervening in the discussion, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls were conducted several times during the Congress regime, but now the opposition is raising questions over the exercise. He lauded the country's voting structure, saying that everyone got equal voting rights since independence. Speaking on the election reforms, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi raised the issue of duplicate voters in the electoral rolls. He questioned the Election Commission on SIR in Bihar, alleging that 1,20,000 duplicate photos exist in the voting list. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed IndiGo to reduce its winter schedule 2025 operations by 10% across sectors, citing significant flight disruptions and the airline's inability to efficiently operate the approved schedule. The airline watchdog said in a notice that IndiGo was approved for 64,346 flights in November this year, but it operated 59,438 flights and recorded 951 cancellations. The Goa police has detained Ajay Gupta, one of the four owners of Birch by Romeo Lane nightclub, where a devastating fire claimed 25 lives on Saturday. The state police had issued a lookout circular, LOC, against Gupta and another owner, Surendra Kumar Khosla. Informing about the detention, the spokesperson of Goa police said this is the sixth person to be held in connection with the case. Australia has become the first country to ban social media for children under the age of 16, blocking access to platforms including TikTok, Alphabet's YouTube and Meta's Instagram and Facebook. 10 of the biggest platforms were ordered to block children or face fine of up to $33 million under the new law. In hockey, India defeated Uruguay 3-1 in a shootout after an intense 1-1 draw in their 9-12 qualification match at FIH Hockey Junior Women's World Cup 2025 in Santiago last night. And that is the end of the news bulletin.